Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Of course, I am Spencer. Welcome to the dictionary, the podcast where Spencer just reads the dictionary and talks about things and says things and verbalizes things. Sometimes there is silly stuff. There's a lot of silly stuff here. You better watch out. And then I just talk about stuff, and it's very fun overall. I just returned yesterday afternoon. I just returned from a week-long work trip, and so I'm a little groggy. Jet lag is a real thing, people. I try to avoid it as much as I can, but, you know, it's gonna get you. It's all gonna get you at the end. My hair is particularly fun today if you want to watch the video. All right, let's scoot this screen over here, and we are going to start with the second form of the word, flap. F-L-A-P, verb from the 14th century. We are starting with transitive number one, to beat with or as if with a flap. To beat with a flap, you're flapping. What is a flap? Well, it's been a long time since I recorded the previous episode. Many days, in fact. Let's see, to be a slap of something broad and flat, used for striking, broad, limber, flat. It's a flap is a flap. I think of the flaps behind the tires of a car or a truck, the mud flaps. So the mud doesn't flap onto your car so much or into the other car behind you. It goes into the flap. I have no flaps here. I left all my flaps at home. Oh, well, I'm flapless. Oh, my God, how did we get to the... Geez, I gotta fix this. One page, not 100 pages. Okay, let's go flapping now. Everybody's flapping now. Come on and go flapping with me. Number two, to toss sharply. The synonym is fling. So if you're just flinging things, you can also say I'm flapping them. This seems like a very 1920s way to use this word. Flinging, toss sharply, flap? Yeah, old. Number three, to move or cause to move in flaps. To move in flaps, to cause to move in flaps, what flaps? Just all the flaps. Now we have intransitive. Number one, to sway loosely, usually with a noise of striking, and especially when moved by wind. To move loosely, often by wind. Let's do a little flapping motion here with your body from the waist up. With noise of striking, and especially when moved by wind. Noise of striking, is this like the when the tree is flapping in the wind, maybe the branches are hitting each other. I don't know what is happening. Flapping, that must be it. Number 2A, to beat or pulsate wings or something suggesting wings. To beat wings, to pulsate wings, or something like wings that you are beating and pulsating, hitting them together. I'm clapping right now. That's kind of like flapping my hand wings. Flap, I mean, yes, birds. Birds, insects, other things, they flap their wings. That's the word that we use. They're flapping them because they're these, like, sort of big flat things, and that's flat, flap. It's all connected, baby. Okay, number 2B is to progress by flapping. So if you are flapping something like wings, and you are the action that is supposed to happen by that flapping, if that action is happening, then you are flapping. If you are a bird, and you are flapping your wings, and you get into the air, you are flapping into the air? Number 2C, to flutter ineffectively. Just flapping about. We're not getting anywhere in this context. They're just flapping. Flapping in the wind. Flapping in the water. Number 3, to talk foolishly and persistently. Well, that is exactly what I do here on this podcast. I just have to keep on talking because it's not like we can have minutes upon minutes of just dead air. Sometimes, well, I'm doing it very persistently. I have to force myself to talk. Let's talk. Keep on talking. And sometimes, What I am saying is very foolish because I think it is fun to be a foolish person. Last night, we watched the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special, which we did not watch live. This was, you know, many days later. A week later? No, just days later. And that is filled with foolish people, and I think it would be so fun to probably just be a host. Not that I have any reason to be a host of SNL, Saturday Night Live, but oh, it would be so fun. And, you know, sometimes some of those characters are just flapping. They're just flapping on stage. All right. Well, we have finished flap, and now I must make a sound, which I guess it's just going to go blah, 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 blah. I think I've done this before. My mouth is flapping, sort of. And we are now going to the next word, which is flapdoodle. Did you ever imagine that flapdoodle would be in the dictionary? I did, because I read it 10 minutes ago. Flapdoodle, one word, it's a noun from 1878. My first guess is that it is a poodle mixed with a flapjack. A flapjack poodle, it becomes a flapdoodle. But no, the synonym is nonsense. Just stuff that's gibberish nonsense. It means nothing. We don't care about it at all. Oh, that's just flapdoodle. I think Spencer's brain is flapdoodle. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, the origin is unknown. I got to tell you that. Nobody knows where this came from. It's just a mixture of words. Blah, 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 blah. Next is flapjack, noun from circa 1600. The synonym is pancake. It's the same thing. You say flapjacks, you say pancakes, it's the same thing. People know exactly what you're talking about. But is there a difference? Are there places that make flapjacks and also make pancakes? Are they different? Are flapjacks smaller than pancakes? What size is a pancake? How big does it have to get to become a pancake? Or is it just flapjack? And then there's this silver dollar pancakes. Is that a whole other name, a thing? I don't know. These breakfast things are complicated. Flapjacks. Give me 20 flapjacks, please. Next, we have flappable, adjective from 1968. It means easily upset. Ooh, he's so flappable. He's so sensitive. When you tell him that he can't do something, he gets very flapped easily. He's flappable. Easily upset. Okay. I also want to go back to flapjack. We don't know. There's no etymology for this. Flap my jack? No. Flip. You have to flip pancakes, so maybe there's a flip and a flap connection there. Jack? Maybe Jack invented them? I don't know. Next we have flapper. Noun from circa 1570. Number 1A, something used in flapping or striking. Well, you need something. If you're going to be flapping, you need something to flap. So you need a flapper. Bird's wings, I think, can be called flappers. 1B, one that flaps. Hello, I am the flapper. I am the one that flaps. No one else can flap here, just me. I am the only one who is allowed to flap because I am the flapper. Mr. Flapper is what they call me. Number 1C, the synonym, is the first definition for the word flipper. Maybe like, yeah, we're talking about the flapjacks, the flipjacks. Flip them jacks, pancake. You need a thing, a utensil, maybe a spatula to flip them. So you can also call it a flapper. Flipper and a flapper. Schlipper and a schlapper. Number 2 for flapper is a young woman, specifically a young woman of the period of World War I and the following decade, who showed freedom from conventions. Types of those freedoms would be as in conduct, her conduct. She is free from how she conducts herself. Oh boy. This is an interesting topic. I didn't fully know. I think we need to put a link in the show notes for flapper if there's more information. I guess I just thought of it as, you know, somebody in the probably the 20s-ish, 1920s, who was, you know, flapping about when they're dancing the Charleston. But specifically, you know, the time period, we got the time period, right? World War One, and then the following 10 years. So that's, I think the World War One was in the teens. So then, yeah, into the 20s after that. And specifically, a young woman of that period. And she showed freedom from conventions. What is the conventional thing to do? Ah, she doesn't like that. She is free from those conventions. She's going to do what she wants, say what she wants to say, act how she wants to act. And oh, you know, people didn't like this. Not at all. We need to bring the flappers back. We don't use this word for people, but I think we should use this word again. But why do we use this word? What is this connected to? Well, we do see in the word flap, the first form, there was this thing about tizzies and uproars, and the whole world, the country, was in an uproar. And so maybe there's something about that? Maybe they loved making flapjack pancakes. Maybe they just thought the whole world was nonsense, and they took flapdoodle and shortened it to flapper. I don't know, but I just love the idea of these people, specifically young women, although I would assume maybe some young men too, or just maybe old women, maybe old men, whoever, showing freedom from conventions. Because sometimes the conventional stuff is not so great. Blah, 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 blah. Flappy is next. Adjective from 1858. Flapping or tending to flap. Spencer, he is so flappy because he just tends to flap sometimes. Flap, blah, 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 blah. Next is flare. First form, noun from 1580. Number 1A, a fire or blaze of light. A fire or blaze of light used especially to signal, illuminate, or attract attention. Also, a device or composition, is that the right word? A device or composition used to produce such a flare. I guess this composition would be like maybe a chemical composition, putting all the stuff together to create this flare, light, illumination. Shoot up a flare so they know where we are, or so we know that you found the person that we were looking for. Oh, there goes the flare. We can all rest easy. Number 2. An unsteady, glaring light. That's a flare? Okay. 2B. The synonym is solar flare. Also, a sudden increase and decrease in the brightness of a star, often amounting to a difference of several magnitudes. That means like one magnitude would be 10 times brighter or 10 times less bright, depending on the direction we're talking about. Usually the solar flares get brighter. So one magnitude is 10 times brighter. Another magnitude is that 100 times brighter because it's the 10 on the 10? Or is it 20 times? 20 times a flare, a solar flare. Yeah, we'll learn more about that in the S's. But sometimes the sun, which is a star, any of the star, they're just like, I need to fart out some gas. I need to push out some of my gases. And it's going to create a solar flare. Number 3A is a sudden outburst as of excitement or anger. I'm not the type of person to let out these sorts of flares. I sort of keep it all in. But then if I want to, I will go, oh, flare. Number 3B, the synonym is the third definition for the word flare up, which is later in this episode. Number 4A, a spreading outward, also a place or part that spreads. Where, like your pants, maybe the bottoms of your pants are, they're flaring out. The bell bottoms in the 70s, we had bell bottoms in the 90s, we got bell bottoms today in the 2020s. Maybe the flappers are wearing pants that flare because they go, whoa. That's what they do. A trumpet, a trombone, a tuba, any of those brass instruments their other instruments as well, their bell flares out. It's the flare of the instrument. Number 4B, an area of skin flush. So like I just assume this is when you get flushed. Maybe when you're flushing and blushing, your cheeks get red. So that is a flare because they're flaring red. Number 5, light resulting from reflection as between lens surfaces, or an effect of this light as a fogged or dense area in a photographic negative. So this is like when the sun is coming into the lens, it creates this sun flare, lens flare. Let's just read that again real quick. Light resulting from reflection as between lens. Yes. Of an effect of this light, fogged in. Yes, so typically the sunlight comes into the front of the lens, the camera lens, and it, I have a lens over there, but I don't know how helpful that is. Maybe I'll grab it. Okay, so we have, let's not take off that cap part. Let's take off this cap part. So the sun comes into the front of the lens here, and there's all these glass elements inside, depending on the lens. Sometimes there's a lot, sometimes there's a few, and they sometimes move. If it's a zoom lens, they move back and forth, and the sunlight is bouncing around all between those things, and then it gets to this side, which is connected to a camera, and it hits the sensor or the film or whatever it is, and it creates these very crazy, usually circular-ish patterns and stuff. And back in the day in the movies, they were like, oh, no, lens flares. You don't want lens flares on your film. No, that's gross. And then at some point, somebody did it purposefully. And people were like, oh, yeah, I kind of like that lens flare. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I like it. And now we see them everywhere. All right, next is 6A, a short pass in football thrown to a back who is running toward the sideline. Because they're running, they're flaring out from where they started in the center area, and they flare out towards the sideline. So that's a flare. It's a flare pass, a flare throw, a flare run. 6B is a weakly hit fly ball in baseball. As in the example, a flare into short right field. Again, I think it's the same idea. It's coming from this one point. It's not going straight. It's going up and then curving out, flaring away. Number 7 is plural. Pants that flare toward the bottom. I don't wear any flares. I don't have any flares. Maybe should I have some flares? Then I can say I'm wearing my flares today. But you can't see them because you can't see my pants. The origin of the word flare is unknown, which is crazy. Blah, 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 blah. The second form of flare, this is the verb, from 1616. We are starting with intransitive. Yes, we are. Number 1A, to burn with an unsteady flame. To burn with an unsteady flame. I mean, have you ever seen a flame that's steady? Typically, they're flapping about. So if you're burning something with a flame that's unsteady, you're flaring. Maybe this one's just kind of old, from the 1600s. 1B, to stream in the wind. To stream in the wind. What is streaming? Maybe a feather, a leaf, is being blown around by the wind. So is it flaring? 2A, to shine with a sudden light, as in, a match flares in the darkness. It is shining. It has a light. There's all those chemicals that have gotten agitated, and so they burst into flames. And when you do that in pitch darkness, you have a little bit of light. Be the light. 2B1, to become suddenly excited or angry. This is usually used with the word up, flare up. Ooh, I'm getting excited. Or angry. I can't tell which. Which one am I doing? Either way, I'm flaring up. 2B2. To break out or intensify, usually suddenly or violently. And this is also often used with the word up. So not very different. What's weird? I guess I can sort of see a connection. So what I was thinking was 2A is about the light, the sudden light. And then 2B1 is about being excited or angry suddenly. And then 2B2 is to break out or intensify, usually suddenly or violently, similar to 2B1. That's why they're like sub definitions. They're very similar. But I was thinking there's no connection between these emotional flare-ups and the light flare-up, but the connection is that it's a sudden burst of something. And so that's why they're all under number two. Oh, we have more. Number 2C, to express strong emotion, as in, the example of the emotion is anger. To express strong emotion, flaring your emotion. That's why I probably said this before. The anger emotion in the movie Inside Out and Inside Out 2, he would flare up. He literally, his hair was fire. And when he got really flared up, it went. Number 3, to open or spread outward, as in the pants flared at the bottom. All right, clearly I think I'm supposed to get some flare pants. All right, now we have transitive. Number 1, to display conspicuously, as in flaring her scarf to attract attention. Ooh. Conspicuously. It's right out there in the open. You want people to see your scarf? You're going to be like, look at my scarf. Look, I'm flaring it around for you all to see. Now we have number 2. To cause to flare, as in the breeze flares the candle. The little bit of a breeze. It's not so much breeze to blow out the candle, but it's enough to make the fire on the candle wick go just shake around and flap and flitter and flapper and flare. Number 3, to signal with a flare or by flaring. With the flare gun, you go pew, and it shoots up and it creates a flare because it's all very sudden. Number 4, to burn in the open air. And the thing that you might be burning in the open air is a jet of waste gas. Just gonna let that sit for a second. To burn in the open air. What are you burning? Burning a jet of waste gas. Okay. We got to get back on track. So now we're going to go flare up. Here it is. Two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1839. Number 1, a sudden outburst or intensification. When things are getting oh so intense, it's a flare up. I don't know, maybe one of these other definitions is going to mention it, but sometimes you get a flare up of a disease, an illness, or something that you got. Oh, my. I'm trying to think of a good example. I can't think of anything. Oh, my stinkiness is flaring up again. There it goes. Can't stop it. I feel like there was a much better example than that, but maybe we'll come up with one later. I mean, yes, there's like hives, but it's like, what do you have when you just have a thing that it flares up? My allergies are flaring up. I think I'm getting allergic to my cat, which is extremely unfortunate because sometimes my eyes get dry when I'm around her a lot. And that's very sad. I don't want a flare up of my allergies. Okay, number 2 is a sudden bursting into flame or light. And examples would be a smoldering fire. Sudden outbursting of a smoldering fire into flame or light. Maybe something popped, or maybe you put some flammable powder or put a something on there that's going to make it go whoosh, burst into flames again. Number 3, a sudden outburst of or increase in the symptoms of a disease or condition. There it is. Oh, I'm getting a flare up of my hair. Oh, I'm getting a hair flare up. Well, that's definitely what I have today, but it's not sudden. That's the thing. This flare thing has to be sudden, not gradual. A flare of hair is the slowest flare-up. All right, anything else for that one? I don't think so. So now we're going to go on to our last word. Flaring. F-L-A-R-I-N-G. Adjective from 1566. Number 1A, flaming, or as if flaming, brightly, or unsteadily. The or as if thing really just throws off the flow of the whole sentence every time. Flaming brightly or unsteadily is flaring. Unsteadily, right? It's like the flames, they're flickering and flapperin'. So I guess that's why it's got to be unsteady, always. Always, always. 1B. The synonym is the word gaudy, G-A-U-D-Y, as in a flaring resort hotel. Well, I don't think I've ever heard this word used this way, but I do know gaudy. I think tacky could possibly be another similar word. Flaring. It's flaring. Number 2, opening or spreading outward, as in flaring nostrils. Some people, like me, can flare our nostrils on command. Like that. Oh yeah, look at those. Look at those nostrils go. It's hard to do it while you're talking at the same time, but no, I can do it. Great. Big ol' nostrils coming from me. Opening or spread? Why? Well, I guess it's sort of a sudden, it's a sudden spreading opening of a thing, like the pants, like the trumpet bell, just like my nose, my two noses, one and two. Flaringly is an adverb, and those were all the words. It's word of the episode time. Here we go. We had flap, flap doodle, flapjack, flappable, flapper, flappy, flare, flare up, and flaring. There was that app game, Flappy Bird. I wonder if I still have it. That was one of those weird ones where they stopped making it, and people were like selling their phones with this game on it. It was a pretty good game. I did not get very far. I didn't try it very much. Obviously, everybody knows that I'm going to pick flapdoodle as the word of the episode because, come on, it's flapdoodle. Flapdoodle, flapdoodle, flapping your doodles, flappy doodle. Just a little song about flapdoodle. That was there for you, and you can have it. I guess now I have to tell you about a movie that I watched. I think I'm going to tell you too. I left off, I think, at I'm Still Here. This is the new movie, not American movie. I want to say, does it take place in Brazil? Oh, Spencer, come on. But this is a true story about it's about a family. And there's some really messed up political stuff going on. And I don't want to say too much. It spans decades. And it's up for best documentary. No, sorry, not documentary. Best foreign film, foreign language film. Maybe another one. Maybe best picture. I can't remember. But it's a real good one. And it's worth a watch. And it's a true story. I didn't know about these people. And now I know about these people. I will also shout out the next movie, which is entirely opposite from I'm Still Here. It is called Student Bodies, and I can't remember where we heard about this, but we put it on. It's from the early 80s, and it's like the first horror comedy where they take like the premise of a horror movie, but then spoof it up, and it's very, very dated. A lot of things are very dated, but there's some very silly stuff in there. And if you want some silly stuff and you're okay watching stuff that maybe hasn't aged very well, Student Bodies, funny movie. All right, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. Just this one, not the other ones, just this one. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye. Flap, flap, flap.